Hi, I'm Julie Macken, and we are speaking of social justice. And today, I really want to talk about national security for Australia. And as soon as I say that, I think most people think you mean defence. And I say to that, no, I don't. I mean national security. What are the things that we should be planning for and putting in place today to make us, our human communities, our ecological communities, our country secure in a world that looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket in a lot of ways? And that would include a national security plan for Australia, would include, as we've seen a few weeks ago, a really substantial plan to protect us all from the impacts of climate change. Obviously, a very fast transition to get out of fossil fuels, which will help, you know, put a sea anchor on the warming of the planet. But then how do we create wildlife corridors? How do we create food security? How do we manage what will be a great deal of internal displacement of people? We saw a bit of that in the Northern Rivers floods. We're going to be seeing a lot more of that. So what do we need to be doing today to make all of us a lot safer in light of that? We've had the pandemic. So what are we doing ongoingly about monitoring epidemics, pandemics, and health more generally? We've got growing social inequality, and we know from the sovereign citizen stuff and from the kind of riots and stuff that came out of the pandemic that we can't afford to have too much social inequality, because the social contract we have with each other tears. And when that happens, bad things follow. So how do we build our equality between each other? We've got a housing crisis going on. That is also part of national security. And, you know, what is going to happen with the escalating cyber warfare that's going on? And if AI is rolled out, do we really want that to be running our lives? Are we having a national conversation about all of that? Lastly, in terms of national security, what the hell are we giving $400 billion to America for, which will simply put a target on our country in the case of a pre-conflict negotiation? We got a lot to talk about. We have not got a national security plan for you and I or for our families. We should have one. We're a smart, rich country. We know how to do this. We just need to really apply some political pressure to make the people we're paying to do this work actually do it.